الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Beloved respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of this month of Dhulqa'dah, 28th of Dhulqa'dah today. And we have a day left for this holy month. The next month is Dhul-Hijjah. What do we have to do? اللهم ارزقنا اتباع نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل زمان وفي كل مكان وفي كل حال. Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم in all times, all places, in all situations. So what do we have to do? One is the hadith, the sahih hadith. من كان له ذبح يذبعه فإذا أهل حلال ذي الحج فلا يأخذن من شعره ولا من أصفاره من شيء حتى يضاحيه. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The من كان له ذبح, a person who has a sacrificial animal that he's going to sacrifice. So 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, you're going to sacrifice an animal, inshallah. If not here, back home, wherever. And mashallah, back home, that's not why we should, but it's more cheaper. The reason should be that they'll benefit, poor people will benefit. That's the niyat, not because it's more cheaper. Okay, you can do 2, 3, 4 then. Do more animals. Do nafil for your children who are not mature. Otherwise, every mature adult person who has enough possession, he doesn't have to be sahib in nisab hawlani hawl, but nisab of that day, and he has that much money, qurbani is wajib upon him. It's necessary. He has to do qurbani. It's necessary. It's something that, you know, if a person does not do purposely, he'll be sinful. And on behalf of children, parents could do it, but it's not necessary. And if the parents do it on behalf of their elder children, they should take permission from their elder children who are mature. Otherwise, their qurbani, wajib qurbani, will not be done if they don't even know about it. So it's very necessary. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who has an animal that he's going to sacrifice on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, 10, 11, 12 Dhul-Hijjah, and he's going to on the days of sacrifice, then when the moon of Dhul-Hijjah is sighted, when the month of Dhul-Hijjah starts, do not take, فَلَا يَأْخُذَنَّ, do not cut, do not clip, do not cut your mustaches, do not clip your nails, حَتَّى يُضَحِيَ, until you sacrifice your animal. This is a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The command in itself is not wujubi, meaning that if somebody does cut his nails next Friday, he does trim his mustache, like every Friday he trims his mustache, it will have no effect on the sacrifice. His sacrifice will be accepted. It doesn't mean that his sacrifice will not be accepted. And it doesn't mean, and according to majority, he will not even be a sinner. But obviously, when you hear a hadith of Rasulullah, a believer is like this, that he will act upon it 1 week, or he'll sacrifice. And if he has a habit of twice a week or once a week of trimming his mustache and obviously cutting his nails on Fridays, he will not cut next Friday, because until he sacrifices animal, or his animal sacrifice back home. So this is for this month. After today, well, according to this, 28 says, according to the phone in there, it's 29. This is a big confusion because we don't look at the moon, right? And I think today is the 28th of Dhul-Hijjah, and tomorrow is 29. But the best is that if you cut it today, if today was Friday, everybody should cut their mustache and cut their nails, because today is Friday, so that's a sunnah on Fridays to do these things. But this is the one sunnah that we should try to act upon. See, these sunnahs and these are the time and places when the sunnah we can act upon, we should do it. It's once a year. Once a year, 10 days you don't cut your nails. 10 days you won't cut your nails. 10 days you will not trim your mustache. 10 days you will not get rid of any hair. Understand? Why? Not that you're a muhrim. You want to be a copycat like the muhrims. The people in ihram, who are going to be in Hajj, they have, in the state of ihram, many things are haram upon them. Many things they are not allowed to do. Covering their head, they can't wear normal clothes, they can't do this, they can't do that, they can't do this, right? So we try to be copycat, so when Allah's mercy is diverted toward them, also towards us. This is what why we do this. But like I said, it's better, and we should act upon this hadith. If somebody does, or even by forgetfulness, even purposely, or any other reason he does, it will not affect his qurbani. It doesn't mean that his reward in the qurbani will be less. It doesn't mean that his qurbani will not be accepted. So this is the one. Another thing is that when these, we have special times and special occasions. We have the most special night in the year, which is called the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. A whole surah in the Quran is revealed concerning this night. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. And when is it? There's over 50 opinions. When is it? But majority, the last 10 days and the odd number nights, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th night. Whatever the case may be, alhamdulillah, it went. I hope we make dua that we got Laylatul Qadr. Likewise, we have special day. We have a special day of the week, the Eid of the week, any Friday. Friday is a special day for us. It's a very special day. When you start something new, start it on Friday. You're starting your car, start it new on Friday. You bought your microwave on Wednesday on the sale. Now, Thursday, Friday, wait for Friday, then plug in the microwave and start it on Friday. You bought new clothes, new amama, new mishla, new clothes, start it on Friday. Understand? There's barakah in the sunnah. There's barakah in the sunnah. For a believer, his life is according to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every time, what did he do? What did he think? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it. Muraqabah Muhammadiyya, meditation of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All times. A true believer is always in that love, thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, people claim that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day you celebrate his birthday and you don't love him? No. That's not love. One day you do something and you love him? No. All your life you follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You read abundance of salawat every day, 1,000. At least 1,000 salawat every day. And on Fridays, how much? 3 to 5 to 10 to 20 to 100,000 salawat. At least every day try to read 1,000. Okay, at least 300 salawat every day. And at least on Friday, 1,000 salawat. How long will it take to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu. How long will it take? If you take a thing and you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala sallam taslima, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, ya Allah, the best salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid, Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. How long will it take? It won't take much time. Or a very simple one from hadith. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ 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 وَصَلَّى. You know, people don't know how great salawat is. People don't realize that. Inshallah, one speech I'll just talk about salawat. And I've mentioned it before too. The ibadah, what is a special ibadah today? And Rasulullah said, do not just fast on Friday. Rasulullah said, do not just make the Friday night ibadat night. Don't do that. So if a person says, on Fridays I'm going to fast, wrong. Friday was Yawm Arafah, he fasted, no problem. He fasted because Ayyam Ibiz, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, was Ayyam Ibiz, no problem. But just because it's Friday, you fast? No. Rasulullah forbid that. Just because it's Friday night, Thursday night, you're doing it tahajjud, and all through the week you don't? No. He said no. So Friday is not for that. Friday we have something extra, which is the Jum'ah Salah. Well, actually it's not extra. Instead of four rakats, we read two rakats, and then two rakats is the khutbah there. So instead of four faras, we read two. But what is the special ibadah of Friday? Salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah explains, the leader of all days, Sayyidul Ayyam, Sayyid, leader, Ayyam, plural of Yawm, days, leader of the days, king of the days, is Jumu'ah, Friday. And who was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Sayyid, the leader of all, from the beginning to the end, the greatest of Allah's creation, greater than Allah's Arsh, because the creation, Arsh is Allah's creation. Kaaba is created. This is greater than Kaaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why the earth that touches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's body is greater than the Kaaba. This is the Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That's how great he is, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So should we not have, and how much did he do for us? So at least the minimum on Friday is 1,000 salawat. Everybody make an intention, inshallah. Like I said, it's not just to listen to. So how long will it take? Right now, if you're going home, in 5-10 minutes that you go home, you can do 1,000. And that's very minimum. And you will see your nisbat that you get with Rasulullah. Hadith Shaykh al-Hadith, Qutb al-Aqtab, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, in his journeys around the world, when Rasulullah commanded him in a dream, he was living in Medina, he's ready to die in Medina. He's so sick, but he's traveling to Africa, to England, in those countries. In his two things he used to say, remember death in abundance and cry, and remember death in abundance. Uzkur dhikr hadam al-ladhat, remember that thing in abundance which kills the desires, is death. And the second thing he would say, abundance of salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lots of durood sharif, salawat on Rasulullah. Why? The ummah has distanced themselves from the connection of the recursions. So I was mentioning, so we have a special day of the week, Friday. And the special ibadat of Friday is salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I said at least 1,000, that's very minimum. Have a thing that every Friday I'm going to do 5,000, inshallah, 10,000. Every day, 300 at least. Or 500, 100 before each salat, 500. And on Fridays, 100 before salat, 100 after salat, make it 1,000 like that. And then from Asr to Maghrib, make another 5,000, inshallah. Read lots of salawat on Rasulullah. So likewise, we have a special month, and that's the month of Ramadan. The greatest day of the year, Al-Hajj Arafah. Hajj is Arafah, the ninth of Zulhijjah. That's the greatest day of the year. And then we have the 10 greatest day of the year. And what are they? From the first of Zulhijjah to the 10th of Zulhijjah, greater than Ramadan. These 10 days are greater than Ramadan. Ramadan, the month, is greater. But these 10 days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a Sahih Hadith that ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها حب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. In no days, good deeds are more beloved to Allah than in these 10 days. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. يعني العشر in these 10 days. So they said, ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله يا رسول الله. Even striving jihad in path of Allah. He said, ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا من خرج. He said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَلَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالُ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. But for a person, even jihad in the path of Allah, but that person who went out with his self and his wealth and he didn't return with anyone. So the greatest, most time when ibadat is most beloved to Allah is in these 10 days. In some narrations, we have that Rasulullah fasted all 9 days. He fasted all 9 days. So if you can fast all 9 days, try to fast. I know the fasts are very long, but this is how you will think of those who don't have food. The fasts are very long. One of the longest fasts are right now. Right? They're getting a little bit shorter now. The Maghrib is coming down. But still, getting a little bit shorter, meaning minute. But try to fast. If not, everybody, for sure, 9th of Zulhijjah fast. Yukafir sanat al-qabla. It will return for the sins of the previous year and the future year, the 9th of Zulhijjah fast. So try to fast at least on the 9th of Zulhijjah. And I said, if a person asks upon the hadith, من صالم الثلاثة أيام من شهر حرام الخميس والجمعة والسبت, the person who fasts in the month of Haram, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for him is written 700 years of ibadah. So that will be next week. He can do that. He can act upon this hadith, right? Allah enable us to. And if you fast all 9 days, alhamdulillah. What ibadat is there? In some narration, فَاكْثِرُ فِيهِنَّ التَّسْبِيحِ وَتَكْبِيرِ. In these 10 days, do abundance of tasbih, takbir, tahmid, tahleel. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And then, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. So in there, ma'dudat or ma'lumat. The tafsir of those in one of these ayats is that after each salat we will say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa ilaha, from the 9th of Zulhijjah to the 13th of Zulhijjah, after each salat loudly. So these are the days of abundance takbir. If you read Salatul Tasbih every day, you'll be doing Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, 300 times daily. And I taught you Mukhtasar Salatul Tasbih. I give you guys all that present before, remember? Everybody knows Mukhtasar, brief Salatul Tasbih. Salatul Tasbih, at least try to read it once in these 10 days, maybe next Friday, or at least once. And if you read it every day, Alhamdulillah. Because Rasulullah said to his uncle, I'll give you a present. And he said to his cousin, beloved cousin, Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala, that Hazrat Ja'far, when he came back from Habsha, he hugged him, he kissed his forehead, and he said, I'm going to give you a present. And he said to his uncle, I'm giving you a present, Hazrat Abbas. And what was the present? Salatul Tasbih. And he said to read these four rakat every day. If not every day, once a week. If not once a week, once a month. If not once a month, once a year. If not once a year, once in a lifetime read it. So every day we should try to read Salatul Tasbih in these 10 days, in these 9 days, 10 days. But if you can't, then at least once. And every day, read this mukhtasar, brief Salatul Tasbih. I mentioned it before, Ibn Khuzaymah in his Sahih, Ibn Hibban in their Sahih, have narrated, Imam Ahmad under the chapter of Salatul Tasbih, has narrated, Imam Tirmidhi has, in Bab Majafi Salatul Tasbih, and there, mukhtasar means brief Salatul Tasbih. And what is that? Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, Umay Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala said, Rasulullah taught me some words which I read in my Salah, and thereafter whatever dua I make, dua is accepted. And what are the words? 10 times Subhanallah, 10 times Alhamdulillah, 10 times Allah Akbar. Very easy. So right now you'll read, inshallah we can start the collection. Everybody's requested to spend generously for the masjid. The collection is for the masjid, inshallah. Everybody's requested to spend generously. Allah give you all barakah. Jazakum Allah barakallah. So 10 times Subhanallah, 10 times Alhamdulillah, 10 times Allah Akbar. Whenever you read 2 rakat nafil salat, non-obligatory salat, you can also make intention that I am reading brief Salatul Tasbih, Mukhtasar. And if you don't know the name, you just say, I'm reading the 2 rakat Zakariya taught us in Jummah. You know? The narration. And what is it? And when do you do? Anywhere in the Salah, you can read 10 times Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah with concentration. Glorified be Allah. Allah is pure from any faults. Allah is pure from. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All praises for Allah. All praises for Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. 10 times, 10 times, 10 times. That's all. It will take you 30 seconds more in the 2 rakats. 30 seconds more. And you can do it anywhere in the Salah. It doesn't say where. I do it just before Salam. After I finish At-Tahiyyat, the Salawat on Rasulullah, the Duas, the Sunnah Duas, Allah Azza wa Jalla to Nafsi, then Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. 10 times, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh. Understand? Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times. So whenever you read, so you're reading 2 rakat tahajjud, so you can make intention, 2 rakat tahajjud, 2 rakat. You're reading 2 rakat salatul duha, salatul ishraq, salatul jash, or Allah, I'm reading also salatul taqsbih. You came in the masjid, you're reading the 2 rakats of masjid, then you can make intention that I'm reading also this, and before you do salam, read 10 times this. Every day you can do this, yeah? For the rest of your life. And even when I go in my grave, you will do it, I'll get the reward, and I will get blessings there. That's what I'm greedy for, my friends. Understand? So like I said, so to act upon, inshallah. Inshallah, we can all do this, inshallah. Every day, so everybody's going to read Salatul Tasbih. The great one. Okay, inshallah. At least read this brief one, yeah? Every day, the brief one, every day, once a day. If you read it 5 times a day, alhamdulillah. And the one that's 300 is in Fazaili Dhikr at the end. In Fadhali Amal, in Fadhali Dhikr at the end. Just all the narrations of the Salatul Tasbih, the long one. I could explain it next week if we're interested, inshallah. Allah enable us to act upon it. We finished the collection, inshallah. Allah enable us to. So make use of these 10 days. Try to do much as you can. Try to fast much as you can. And make dua for the ummah. Make dua, Allah brings good decisions down. Allah enable us to do such things with such ikhlas that Allah brings down good decisions for all the makhluk and the ummah of Nabi Kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.